My name is Steve Westgarth, and this is The Engineering Leader. In this moment, Michelle Kearns reflects on the need for us all to keep the needs of the end user front and center of mind when developing software product. This is something which is achieved at Boots by encouraging engineers to go out into local Boots stores and talk directly to pharmacists and patients in order to understand the issues that they face from their perspective.
Well, I think the one thing that Boots has done incredibly well is that they have pharmacists at the heart of all of the projects that they're delivering, and you will get the pharmacist input. And I think there are nice relationships between people. So far that I've discovered that you can always ask questions and there's always people there to help you out. And as you said, I mean, you gave the perfect example. You went out, you spoke to the pharmacist, you moved a button for them. You know, that's what you need to do. And that's what I think is key to do. With COVID and when you saw what happened in a very short space of time, we had to solve a need quite quickly. And that was going out, talking to the pharmacist, what do you actually need? What is going to get you through this, and how do we do this as quick as possible to get you to the next endpoint? And then how do we iterate on that and make it better and improve it as we go along? And I think those are the conversations that you need to be having, and those are the conversations that you need to keep going. And because we have such a focus on healthcare now within Boots, I think that can only get better, because the more people we talk to and the more clinicians we engage, and the work that we've done with the NHS, the work that we do with the HSE, you know, one thing that they always do, and I think that we've done quite well in Boots, is we talk to the people that we need to speak to. I suppose the danger is that we don't listen. And if we don't listen, you're not going to get the right product and you're going to get it wrong. But I think we have to be not afraid to be brave and go, okay, I disagree with this or I agree with this. And there are lots of strong personalities within Boots. And I think that's the one thing I've actually experienced, that if people do disagree with each other, they do quite well. and they have actually, you know, they'll take the time to listen to each other. And I think that's really, really important.
My name is Steve Westgarth, and this is The Engineering Leader. If you're listening to this, please hit the subscribe button. That simple act will help people you know in the industry to raise the bar and build better software product for our customers. As a personal favour, I would also be so grateful if you could take a moment to share a link to theengineeringleader.com on your LinkedIn or Twitter. This podcast is all about building a community of like-minded people who want to share best practice in the engineering space, and your help in sharing a link will help us to connect to more engineering leaders. Let me tell you a secret. You also write bad code. If you disagree, you may as well switch off.